Finally, let's consider another important aspect of morphological analysis, whether morphemes can create new words or not. Because language is transmitted between generations, the shape of a language can reflect word formation processes that are hundreds of years old. Unproductive morphemes reflect no longer active processes that may have existed hundreds of years ago, but the words are still analyzable, although we can't use these morphemes. Examples of such unproductive morphemes is the ending th that we find in warmth and depth and width, etc., where the th creates a noun from an adjective. So something is warm, then we can talk about warmth. The prefix en, as in enlarge and ensure, which then has the meaning to cause to be. If we enlarge something, we cause it to be large. If we ensure something, we cause someone to be sure. This is also a prefix which is not productive anymore. So in neither case here, we can form new words. We can't talk about cleanth or in clear, but we have to use other means. Productive morphemes, on the other hand, can create new words readily. We have mentioned unshushables a number of times now, and of course this is a fairly recently created word. So un, obel, and e, as we have in misses, are productive morphemes. This is something that teachers can think about. What morphemes should we really invest time in? Maybe it's better to introduce productive morphemes to our students than those which are only there to be analyzed. When you look at textbooks and morphological analysis, you can think about whether the morphemes presented there are productive or unproductive. And if they are only unproductive, then maybe you should spend your time doing something more important than analyzing those words.